This is musical Vespers, and I thought I would do it on the theme of why do we sing? When we think about worship, the questions about what should we sing or how should we sing, I think, come after the question, why do we sing? I grew up in a church where that was never asked. You just sang. That was a given. My memory was we sang in harmony. I go home now and listen in Wanamingo, Trinity Lutheran, the harmonies don't sound like my memory. I heard everything sound like, you know, a Bach chorale, and now it sounds pretty rugged, but everyone sings. Then I worked in a Roman Catholic church, and someone came up to me after one Mass and said, why should I sing? I never thought anything about it. I quoted St. Augustine. I said, the one who sings prays twice. And he said, I pray perfectly well until I have to sing, and when you're up there singing, I can't pray at all. So I thought about why we sing. I think, and I'm going to suggest three reasons why we sing. And it was so great to have a congregation that's already had a Bible study today, because you can sort of say, as Dr. Dan the Bible Man said, first reason we sing to remember. My friend Bob Hurd has a wife, Pia Moriarty. Bob Hurd's a composer, and his wife is an anthropologist, Pia, and we were having dinner once, and she told me a wonderful story about the Hmong people. And where I live in Minnesota, there's a huge Hmong community. And when the missionaries first came to their land between Laos and Cambodia in the mountains, the Hmong people told them wonderful stories of their history and who they were and their vision. And the missionaries said, it's too bad you don't have a written language. You could put these stories down into books and preserve them. And the Hmong people said, we used to have books, and the books fell in the rice and we ate them. And the missionaries didn't think they'd heard right, so they asked them again, and sure enough, that's what they said. And they said, it's too bad you ate your books. And the Hmong people said, no, now we've eaten the words so we can tell them to you. And the image, I think, is for those of us who wish to pass on the gospel, if we haven't eaten the words, we have nothing to pass on. And music is a way we remember. Roman Catholics who can't quote a single verse of the 91st Psalm can sing two or three verses of On Eagle's Wings from memory. For good or for ill, what we sing, we tend to remember. What we remember, we tend to believe. I've become convinced that Scripture, the spoken word and the sung word, have so much to connect each other. Tonight when we sing, in almost every case, you'll hear something first before you have to sing it. I thought it's kind of interesting to do a musical Vespers where you have almost no music in your hands. But part of it is the idea that the music we own in our hearts, we sing differently. So this first song, Neither Death Nor Life, you'll have to sing it the first time it comes around. But this congregation, I have no doubts about your ability. After this, everything you sing, you'll hear once before you have to sing it.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Christian community at Rome. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, for you do not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
All who are led by the Spirit shall live as children of God. And heirs with Christ Jesus, God's adopted and chosen and loved. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor trials in the present, nor angels, nor death, nor all of creation.
that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
All of the suffering we now must endure is nothing to the glory so soon to be revealed when creation itself is set free.
Separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Of life.
Thanks be to God.
I was the oldest, I am the oldest of five kids, and still am. They're all behind me. I remind them they'll always be behind me. I was 19 when my father died, and we grew up in a little town of 600 people. 300 people filled the church, and they were the same people that we saw. It was like Holden. It was the same people, the grocer, the teachers, the doctors, the farmers. And as we were leaving the church, we were singing his favorite hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King. And we were singing, And thou, O kind and gentle death, waiting to still our latest breath, oh, praise God, alleluia. Thou leadest home the child of God, and Christ our Lord the way has trod. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Everyone is singing and everyone is crying. And I thought afterwards what an extraordinarily irrational act it is to stand in front of death and to sing Alleluia. It's what Paul would call foolishness to this world. And I think only music can hold in juxtaposition the reality of death and the defiant voice of resurrection and have it make sense. If you just say, Alleluia, Alleluia, it somehow it doesn't do it. So the second reason I think we sing is to hold those words that are so deep, those emotions that are so powerful, that the spoken word can contain them. Ironically, after September 11th, everywhere I went, people wanted to sing. I think spoken word wasn't enough for them. And in so many of our churches, we didn't sing lament. We sang joyful, happy songs, praise songs, but we didn't sing about Out of the Depths, I Cry to You. So people didn't have songs to sing for occasions like that. And I think it's important when we lead worship that we realize that the Christian voice expresses sorrow and pain. The Psalms do as much as joy. And music gives us the chance to remember not even the words, not only the words, but also the occasion. So many people come up to me, they thought I wrote On Eagle's Wings. I didn't write On Eagle's Wings, but people think I did. And they'll come up to me and thank me for it. And then they'll say, at my mother's funeral or my grandmother's funeral or my brother's funeral, we sang that. And ever since then, when we sing that, I'm back there. And I'm struck by the fact that music not only connects us to the memory of the words, but to the memory of experience and our bonding together. People tell me, one person told me today when he sings Vespers 86, he has an image of all the times he's sung it, at all the places he's sung it, at all the people he's sung it with. And I think music has the power to do that for people.
Turn my heart, O God. Turn my heart, O God. Take my pain and brokenness. Shape my life for you. Come and turn my heart, O God. Turn my heart, O God. Turn my heart, O God. Take my pain and brokenness. Shape my life for you. Come and turn my heart, O God. Turn my heart, O God. Turn my heart, O God. Take my pain and brokenness. Shape my life for you.
The reason we sing, at least for me, is it connects us with a larger world, with not only the cloud of witnesses that have come before, but the witnesses all over the world today. Today, this morning, Dan told a wonderful story about his trip to Estonia and how it witnessed to him about the larger church and what we can teach us. And for me, music, especially music when we know something about the people who made that music, can expand our vision. And in singing the songs in solidarity with them, it can give us a renewed sense of who we are as church. Tom's going to teach you a song from South Africa.
A song that, as Marty said, comes from South Africa. I first heard it sung in an Anglican church in Soweto, and it simply is a song that says, "Praise God's holy name," and they sing it as part of their Eucharistic liturgy in the services there, and now it's sung in various parts of South Africa and other parts of the world. And we'll sing it tonight in the original Xhosa language, so we'll teach that to you now. And we're going to learn it. We're not only going to sing with those people in solidarity with them, but we're going to sing in the way that they sing, which means largely you learn without music. So these are the words: Amen, siyaku dumisa. Amen, siyaku. Amen, siyaku dumisa. Amen, bawo. Amen, bawo. Amen siyaku dumisa.
Amen
siyaku dumisa. Let's try that. Amen siyaku dumisa. Amen siyaku dumisa. Amen siyaku dumisa. Amen bawo. Amen bawo. Amen bawo. Amen bawo. Amen siyaku dumisa. Amen siyaku dumisa. Listen to the choir sing this once and then join in, but you must stand. One.
It's interesting how wonderful the worship has been, considering how tired everyone often is at this time of day. But I think there's no disconnect between the worship and the community life here, and that's why the worship is so good. I was talking to Jeannie earlier, and I think we were talking about how the strength of the community is measured by how willing they are to inconvenience themselves. And from that perspective, Holden is an extraordinary place. And I think about how everybody here goes somewhere else. And so all these other places could be like Holden in terms of the extraordinariness of it. So this is a prayer for us, for each other. It's a prayer for evening by St. Augustine, but maybe it can be a prayer for us, for all those we know near and far in need. I'll sing it once for you. And the last reason we sing, I think, is to connect our prayers with one another. I'll sing it once before you have to sing it.
Watch, O God, with all those awake this night. Watch, O God, with all those who weep. Give your angels and saints charge over all who sleep. Watch, O God, with all those. Suffering ones, heal afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones.
Go in peace.
You have been with us at the sun's rising. Amen. As my son's favorite prayer, I'd like to bless you. Just to be is a blessing. Just to live is holy. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.